At the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Purported billionaire Donald Trump doesn't have enough cash to secure the bond required before he can appeal New York's nearly $500 million business fraud judgment against him.
Why doesn't Trump sell a building, take the cash, secure the bond? And his attorneys say that if Trump wins his appeal, if his appeal is successful, his losses would be irrecoverable. He can't get the building back once he sells it, so he doesn't want to do that. But if he doesn't post a bond, then the New York Attorney General can move to start seizing his assets.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Supreme Court rejected Peter Navarro's request to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. The former Trump aide reports to prison on Tuesday. So-called social media influencer Isabella Maria De Luca busted in Irvine, California, charged with entering the Capitol during the insurrection in 2021 and helping other insurrectionists remove an office table later used to assault police. This is ABC News. Supreme Court justices on Monday appeared likely to side with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the government can go to regulate social media posts.
The case involves the government urging that certain types of posts be taken down. Louisiana state lawyer Benjamin Aguinaga said federal officials have bullied the social media firms,
pushing them to adjust their policies, change their policies, do more censoring.
But across ideological lines, the justices were skeptical that it violates the First Amendment. Conservative Amy Coney Barrett pointed to the FBI identifying threats.
So the FBI can't make... Do you know how often the FBI makes those
and
kinds of calls?
Why.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
California state lawmaker Anthony Rendon formed a committee to study how to make people happier. He says happiness should be one of the first principles lawmakers have in mind when crafting policy. This panel is to report after lawmakers adjourn for the year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis, but like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why...
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tied up in the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee, they say that the money should only be used for emergency hospital services. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers head to the NCAA tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the bad news is Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final. The good news is they are the number 5 seed to start March Madness. They play James Madison University Friday night in Brooklyn. Greg Gard.
Happy that we got Friday. I think that helps. We're leaving here better than where we were on Wednesday. I mean, we're a better team. We're playing really well. Come up with a couple more loose balls and rebounds today. One less turnover, two less turnovers, and we're in good position. But we played well today.
The Marquette Golden Eagles face Western Kentucky Friday afternoon. NBA, the Bucks with a win, 140-129
At home over the Suns, Giannis sat out with a sore hamstring. Bobby Portis came off the bench scoring 31 points, saying it was time to silence his critics.
Try to block out all the naysayers. They've been talking crazy about me all year long, trade them, all type of stuff. So I can get in my own zone now.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing in the overnight as skies turn mostly clear. Breezy southwest winds, temperatures in the lower 30s. On Tuesday, breezy northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 50s. Colder weather for your Wednesday. Right now, it's 31.
Coming up Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air, Luke Mathers will join us to kick around the news at 10:33, and we'll play a round of three headlines and a lie. Don't miss it.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. A lot going on in the world here. By the way, there's been all this talk about Boeing. When we flew to Costa Rica and back, we flew on Boeing aircraft. And on the way back, it was one of those MAX jets. And you know, we were all texting each other with jokes about, you know, are you near the window? Are you going to unfasten your seatbelt? Or don't be by the exit doors and all this kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump, and I don't know why the media doesn't ever mention this stuff, but in 2017, Donald Trump signed Executive Order 13771, which directed the Federal Aviation Administration to allow the airlines to self-certify their safety. So, like the 737 MAX, remember the two planes that crashed, killing hundreds and hundreds of people? And then they discovered it was a software glitch. That was self-certified. The FAA was not involved in that certification process the way that they traditionally had been because of this executive order with Donald Trump. He signed a second one on, let me get the date of the second one. I believe it was in 2019. I don't have the second one, but by the way, Joe Biden rescinded both of these on January 21st, his first day in office, 2021. But from 2017 until 2020, Boeing did not have to have the kind of federal safety inspections. They did not have to have the kind of disclosures that many argue could have prevented this. I mean, this is from an article at Forbes magazine. The headline at Forbes, did Trump executive orders further weaken FAA oversight? And they say certification of the flight control system on the Boeing 737 MAX is suspected to play a role in two deadly crashes. The FAA was acting within its policies and procedures by accepting Boeing's proof of the soundness of the system. Why? Because of Trump's executive orders. And again, back to the, and this is from Forbes, you know, capitalist tool. This is not some, you know, anti-Trump partisan rant. Quote, shortly after taking office, President Donald Trump signed Executive Order 13771. It was titled the Reducing Regulation and Controlling Regulatory Costs order, requiring that the U.S. Department of Transportation actively identify and cut back on regulations deemed cumbersome or costly to business, and required the elimination of two or more regulations for every new regulation added. The mandate of this second executive order, 13777, which was titled Enforcing Regulatory Reform Agenda, was to start this effort immediately. So his first first executive order said, you know, just let Boeing tell you if everything's good, and that should be enough. And his second executive order said, and you damn well better start right now. In 2017. So, again, back to Forbes magazine. This move may have tipped the balance, with the FAA forced to put the interests of business ahead of aviation safety. By June of 2017, the group and they're talking about an airline safety group, AARAC, an organization of airlines looks at airline safety. By June of 2017, the group had compiled 150 pages with over 300 suggestions of potential regulations that could be pulled off the books. So, you wonder why planes, Boeing planes specifically, are falling out of the sky? I mean, apparently not so much anymore, but were. You can thank Donald Trump and the right-wingers. And like I said, Joe Biden reversed that his first full day in office. Another problem we have is that President Biden is trying to reduce the cost of pharmaceutical drugs. We pay, in some cases, 10 times more for pharmaceuticals than people in Canada or in Europe or any other developed country in the world. I mean, literally 10 times more. It costs a bloody fortune to buy drugs in the United States, pharmaceuticals. And so, you know, there has been an effort. Joe Biden succeeded in getting 10 drugs reduced in cost for Medicare recipients. Originally, it was supposed to be for everybody, but he couldn't get that passed the House, the Senate, the Republicans, and these four sellout Democrats. And now he's got this new effort where he's trying to expand that to all drugs and to all people, not just people over 65. The $35 insulin as well, by the way, which costs about 10 cents a dose to manufacture. And this is from Lever News, David Sirota's piece. It's by Helen Santoro. And she writes, Democratic Representatives Scott Peters of California, Wiley Nickel of North Carolina, Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey, and Donald Davis of North Carolina are each sponsoring at least one of several proposed bills that would limit regulators' ability to negotiate down prices of drugs covered by Medicare. The legislation would erode the drug pricing reforms included in the Democrats' 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Now, of course, all the Republicans are on board with this. They want us to continue getting screwed because the pharmaceutical companies kick back contributions to them. And we've known for some time that Josh Gottheimer, you know, is one of the more corrupt Democrats. I think he's the head of the Problem Solvers Caucus, you know, this bipartisan group of people who take money from big companies and do whatever they want. But Wiley Nickel of North Carolina, Scott Peters, I knew, was also fairly corrupt. We've got some real problems with at least four of our Democrats, and Donald Davis of North Carolina, who I'd never heard of before. But they're all four of these people are sponsoring legislation to let the pharmaceutical companies go back to screwing us to the extent that they have been, you know, regulated. The other thing is pharma's secret middlemen. You know, this started out years ago. They're called pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs. And these people or these companies that these people work for, these PBM companies, were originally supposed to, you know, like if you owned a pharmacy and there's a giant drug company out there, you know, if you're just one little retail pharmacist, you can't negotiate, you know, good discounts with the big drug companies. So the PBMs came in and said, listen, we'll negotiate on your behalf. And they actually got, you know, like laws created that kind of physically inserted them or legally inserted them in the middle of this process. Well, what's happened now is that the big insurance companies and the big drug companies have bought up all the PBMs. And so the PBMs now are jacking up prices. Instead of negotiating lower prices, they're now negotiating higher prices. They're screwing us terribly. And so this from Lever News, again, this is David Sirota's piece by the same author, Helen Santoro. She writes, lawmakers from both parties and 39 state attorneys general joined forces to stop the shadowy corporate middlemen behind rising drug prices and the death of independent pharmacies. Now these reform efforts are in peril following nearly $50 million in industry lobbying, including tens of thousands to members of Congress who sponsored that the original reform legislation. You can thank Clarence Thomas for this, by the way. He was the deciding vote, the tie-breaking vote in Citizens United, which allows this kind of bribery. She goes on to note, lawmakers from both parties have introduced more than 20 federal bills to curb these companies, these PBMs, power, And late last month, more than three quarters of the nation's state attorney general sent a letter to Congress urging action on them. Now, this is all in and on behalf of getting rid of the pharmacy benefit managers, or at least preventing them from screwing us. But days after the letter, it was revealed that Congress may not include any of the reforms in the next federal reform. This comes after PBMs spent a combined $47 million in lobbying last year. So, you know, just a heads up on what's going on in Congress. And like I said, were it not for Clarence Thomas and four other right-wing Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010, none of this would be legal, or at least only parts of it would be legal. I mean, we had some real serious reforms in 1974 and 1975 after the Nixon and Agnew bribery scandals and you know, Watergate, all that kind of stuff. And the Supreme Court began gutting them in the late 70s and really went to town in 2010.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with a video that you have got to see or hear, and your calls. So stay tuned.
Providing when you lacrosse with an eagle eye view of what is lacrosse about, is talking
you're
about.
You're soaring with the Eagle.
Eagle 1490 WLCX.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing, our dogs Blue and Chewy deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible too. And that's why we love feeding them Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. I just have to share this video with you. It is just astonishing. This is not an official campaign video. It's not from the DNC or the Biden administration. It is a, you know, obviously it's a plug for Joe Biden or for voting for Joe Biden, but it goes beyond that. It's just breathtaking. It runs just a little over a minute. It was produced by a company called 11 Films. And I retweeted it over the weekend. So it's on my Twitter timeline if you're looking for it, although you can also they also have a page over on YouTube. If you just go to YouTube and type 11 films and scroll down, you'll see it. I'm going to play it pretty much in its entirety because, like I said, it's not one of these paid political ad things. This is something that was put together for the internet, and it's just brilliant. Here it is.
Dear Dad, I've always voted Republican, like you taught me. You've never steered me.
It just
wrong. But now, Roe v. Wade has been overturned. And in states across the country, including ours, they're banning abortion. There have been 65,000 pregnancies resulting from rape and incest in states with no exceptions. No exceptions? That means if some psycho was dead set on having a baby with me, he literally could. Dad, that scares me. It really scares me. What the hell is happening? And if Trump and the MAGA Republicans win in November, they will pass a national abortion ban. So I'm sorry, Dad, but I'm voting for Joe Biden and the Democrats, up and down the ballot. I know you understand. And I also know that if you were here, you would too. Because you've always done everything to protect me. And I have to protect myself. I can't trust MAGA Republicans.
There you go. It brings a lump to my throat. It's the third time I've seen this ad, and literally I got a lump in my throat. It's amazing. It's just a brilliant video from 11 Films, and every woman in America should watch it. And for those of you who listened to it, when you watch it, the visual impact is even more powerful. So check it out. All right, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some of your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, first off, I want to agree with you. The pub showing the algorithm to the public with a plain language, explanation is probably the most responsible way to deal with this social media issue.
Yep.
Now, everything I say now is going to be a little bit controversial. If you look at what Jeff Yoss, he supposedly is, he's a big investor in ByteDance. He supposedly, is a conservative in the Cato Institute, and he's encouraging Trump to switch positions on this.
He's not encouraging. He went down to Mar-a-Lago a week and a half ago. Sat down with Trump. He's worth $35 billion. Sat down with Trump, had a conversation, and shortly after that meeting, Trump came out and said that he had completely reversed his position on the sale of ByteDance. And now he's just fine with China owning or, controlling TikTok.
Right. I hate it when people say, oh, you don't know what's in his heart, Dave. I hate that. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is this. All right. Jim McGreevy, former governor of New Jersey, he resigned in disgrace, I guess, because he was having an affair with another man, right?
Yeah, there was a special about it on CNN last night. With Jake Tapper.
Now listen to what McGreevy said. He said when he was 11 years old, he went to the library and went to the card catalog, if you remember those, and looked up homosexuality. It said see mental illness. Hmm. Well, a guy like Yoss, okay, now that may seem minor, right? And this is what a guy like Yoss and conservatives controlling a platform like TikTok, this is certainly what will happen, right? They will normalize this stuff. Now, even if you're saying, well, what's the big deal? I'm not gay. I don't even know anybody that's gay. Well, here's the thing. If you will believe something like that, right, you will believe the rantings of over the weekend, the crazy rantings of Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Putin. Both of them said some stuff that is obviously, intuitively, obviously incorrect. And we sit there and say, how can these men lead these countries? Well, it's really easy. If you it doesn't matter. The thinking's the same. If it's subtle or gross, if you are inclined to believe deception, you will. Yeah. You will. All it has to do is reinforce some of your innate, some of your internal biases. That's all it has to do, Tom. I mean, I'm talking as an intelligence professional. I know this, all right? And this is why Jeff Yoss and the conservatives are no different than the Chinese state owning TikTok. They're no difference. There's no difference.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yep, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Your point is well taken. It's very well taken. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you with more of your calls, actually, on the other side of this break. So stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Providing you with an eagle-eyed view of your lifestyle is talking about screaming. You're soaring. Tom Soaring with Eagle 1490.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
On air,
1490 AM.
Online,
lacrosseeagle.com.
And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Purported billionaire Donald Trump doesn't have enough cash to secure the bond required before he can appeal New York's nearly $500 million business fraud judgment against him.
Why doesn't Trump sell a building, take the cash, secure the bond? And his attorneys say that if Trump wins his appeal, if his appeal is successful, his losses would be irrecoverable. He can't get the building back once he sells it, so he doesn't want to do that. But if he doesn't post a bond, then the New York Attorney General can move to start seizing his assets.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Supreme Court rejected Peter Navarro's request to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction, the former Trump aide reports to prison on Tuesday. So-called social media influencer Isabella Maria De Luca busted in Irvine, California, charged with entering the Capitol during the insurrection in 2021 and helping other insurrectionists remove an office table later used to assault police. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggyhoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. Carbon monoxide is odorless and tasteless, but can be detected by a working carbon monoxide detector. Early voting for next month's election kicks off on Tuesday across Wisconsin. The biggest ticket on the ballot is the presidential primary election. Also on the ballot are two amendments to the state constitution. One would make it illegal to use private grant money to help run elections. The other would specify that only election officials can administer elections. Also on the ballot are a bevy of local races across the state. I'm Nate Wiggyhoe, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing in the overnight as skies turn mostly clear. Breezy southwest winds, temperatures in the lower 30s. On Tuesday, breezy northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 50s. Colder weather for your Wednesday. It's 30 at our studios.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation,
right in the middle.
You're soaring with Eagle 1490,
the talk of La Crosse.
For all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secrets to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth beddings are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care can help your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your sleep care and health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here in the last half hour of the program or so. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Well, this is a comment on the bloodbath that the arrested former president has been talking about. I think you might have missed it. The bloodbath's been going on for years all across the country. I was catching up on my reading about the city of Philadelphia, where I no longer live in, but I live right beside in the suburbs. In 2021, the city issued 52,230 new license to carry permits, an increase of 600% from the prior year.
What year was now, that, did you say?
2021. This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Wow. It's an extensive piece. People every year buy 5,000 to 10,000gun permits. Now, to clarify, this isn't a permit to buy a gun. This is a permit to carry it out of your house.
Isn't it a permit to carry it on a concealed basis? I mean, it varies from state to state.
I'm not entirely clear about that, but concealed or unconcealed, you can't take it out of your house without a permit to carry. Okay. I think they used to call it a concealed permit, but you don't have to holster it and brandish it in any way.
Well, it varies from state to state, people, as I said, yeah.
Right, but this is not just state to state. This is in the city of Philadelphia. Mm. And what's I think, important, I don't have a prediction. I'm not a prophet. I don't quite know what to make out of this, but the number is so large. And again, to clarify, this is to carry the gun outside of your house. So the people that were getting this permit knew that they had to get a permit just to buy a handgun. Then they had to get a second permit to take it out of their house, which indicates that they're completely deliberating what it is they're doing. And the article goes on to interview some of the people anecdotally who are black women, and they're not young. They're not like, you know, a hothead in their 20s. These are women who are established pillars of the community, for want of a better word. Somebody just like you, Tom, this one woman runs one of those low-powered radio stations in the city. You know, they they got a special license to broadcast maybe a mile. Yeah. And there's a picture of her behind the microphone. And she says, you know, I mean, I don't want to quote the whole thing, but they're sick at the thought that they have to do this, but they are scared for their lives. And just so you understand, again, I don't have any dire prediction. I don't know what to make out of this, but this is how fearful people are. That's quite clear. And I feel the same way. This past week in the city, 4 days in a row, there were nothing short of just slaughters around public transportation. People just standing on the corner waiting for a bus, gunned down, one dead, I got another half dozen injured. And then 48 hours later in another section of the city, the exact same thing. 14 and 15-year-olds gunned down. They're still in the hospital. The city is beside themselves at this point.
Yeah.
The people have had it. And I think this is something that has to be processed. And here's the one thing, and I'll share this with you because this is from myself. You remember when Reagan was president, there was a battle in Central America. It was the Contras and the Sandinistas and, mm-hmm. you know, Guatemala, that whole era.
Yeah.
At one point, Catholic clergy, priests, nuns were being attacked. They were being murdered. Nuns were being raped and killed in villages. Yep. The Contra forces wanted to wipe out any source of support for the peasantry because they were trying to quell any kind of
They were trying to make the region safe for American capitalism.
Right. Well, at one point, they were interviewing a priest who had picked up the gun and basically joined the guerrilla forces, and they said, how do you reconcile being a man of God and being in the armed forces of these guerrillas? And he said, every day, the Contras would come, and they'd kill somebody, or they'd burn a house down, or they'd burn the church down, and they'd kill the animal. He says, at some point, there was like almost no one left in the village. They're killing us. Well, am I supposed to wait until every person who's decent is dead? Who will worship God then?
Right.
The people who committed the slaughter? And I think people, these women in Philadelphia and the men, they're getting licensed to carry. They're going to be out on the streets with guns legally. And I can tell you right now, every week there's a report. Somebody tried to hold up a cell phone store. Somebody tried to hold up a guy with his hot dog stand. He took out his gun, his legal gun, and he killed the guy. No right. charges filed. And Tom, right. not a protest, not a peep. People have had it, and they know yeah. when someone who's a decent person is defending themselves, and they know when someone's a gangster. We can tell the difference.
I get all that, Paul. I totally get it, and we're seeing this more and more around the country. I mean, when you've got 320 million people and 440 million guns, you know, if society goes from fistfights to gunfights. It's just that simple. And, you know, the easy solution, as it were, would be to do what Australia did, which is basically ban, you know, semi-automatic weapons, but you know that ain't going
to
happen.
Well,
here.
we're going to have to do that because we're going to go through a bloodbath that it's not going to be the one Donald Trump wants. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
These are 52,000 deliberate people who are not crazies.
No, I perfectly, you know,
people.
as the recipient of death threats on a fairly regular basis, I perfectly well understand what you're talking about, Paul. And you know, people have to defend themselves. I'm not opposed to gun ownership. What I'm opposed to is irresponsible and unnecessary gun ownership. When I got licensed as a private detective in Georgia, I got a carry permit. Those were called concealed carry permits in Georgia at that time. I mean, this was back in 1980. We need rational gun laws. We had them in this country at one time. We had an assault weapons ban that George Bush let expire in 2005.
We need voices of reason, and unfortunately, Tom, the voices of the gun merchants and the death merchants are louder and more widely distributed than the voices of
reason. And well-funded. It's an amazingly profitable industry. You know, a weapon that sells for $1,000 costs probably $200, $300 to manufacture. It's a very, very, very profitable industry. Paul, I got to move along, but excellent points well made. Thank you. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I heard it said Project 2025 is Trump's Mein Kampf.
I think that's an exaggeration because he really had very little to do with it. I think you could argue it's the Heritage Foundation's Mein Kampf, but Mein Kampf was an autobiography, you know.
Well, he's willing to carry that to fruition, and Hitler truly didn't write all of Mein Kampf. He had half helping them. Yeah. They were together in the cell, and Hess was braiding that down for Trump. So, you know, it wasn't completely Hitler's ideas. There is an excellent movie. It's called Hitler's Circle of Evil. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Put it in the search, and it'll pull it up for you. There's 10 episodes. I mean, it is so detailed, and it's dramatized, so it isn't, you know, just a documentary of of facts, which, you know, they're great. But this is very watchable, and there are so many similarities if you watch the steps of how that all developed in Germany through the 20s and 30s. You know, it didn't happen overnight, and Trump didn't happen overnight. Hitler admired Mussolini.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump admires Putin. I mean, it's just repeat after repeat after repeat. And they're just students of evil. You know, when they see a dictator and say, man, I want to be him.
Yep.
And they study him.
Yep.
And it's... what scares me is when you see Trump, he puts up his hand with his fingers curled. I swear that is a Hitler salute to his people out there, the militia, the KKKs, the Nazis. Like, I'm here, bud. Oh. You know, I'm.
And he loves the white power, the white power salute. I got to run here, but thank you. Your points, Diana, are all very well made. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls, I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
Why is everyone ignoring
conversations? Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Harold in Indianapolis. Hey, Harold, what's on your mind today?
Tom, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's a little muffled, but I can pretty much make out what's going on. What's up, Harold?
Well, hold on. Let me take you off of that. How about now?
That's better. What's up?
Tom, you and my dearly deceased brother, Gil Madison, You're my hero. I'm your little brother. I'm yours and Tom and Joe's little brother.
Well, thank you. Joe Madison was one of my heroes and a dear friend, and I miss him and think about him frequently.
Yes.
Pray for Sherry and their family. One of their daughters was going through breast cancer, going through a real tough time. Sherry was struggling with some health issues. I don't want to get into too much detail, but you know, hold them in your prayers or in light or however it is for you. You know.
Excuse me. I'm still going through withdrawals. But
yeah. I get yes. It. Joe was the best. I think he was the best talk show host in America.
Look, in my heart, you and him together. But I called your screener there, who was a very, very nice person. And I told you about, and you validated my whole deal, Tom. You validated it. When you came out and said about the right-wing Christians, they come on, they could be the
Antichrist. Yeah.
Right. No. I've been studying for quite a while. I'm a student of history and stuff, just like you and Jeff. It's two words for it's. No, I'm sorry. It's one word. It's one word. They're an offshoot of the religious evangelical movement. Mm-hmm. And I call them just one word, evil angels. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they are. Y'all coming over with all these other. And let me tell you real quick here. They start from one down. They start with fear.
Yeah, they are certainly not following the teachings of Christ. I mean,
No. They stoke with fear, and then they transfer it into anger at that fear.
Yep.
And then they go to the good old H word, hate.
Yep.
And the very final one, and I hope even Donald Trump and Republicans can get it. What's the final one? Violent.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Violent.
Yep.
You know, Tom, you and I'm a follower of you and Joe Madison all my whole entire life. Y'all are my big brother. I know Sometimes I rant so much that you all have to finish it, or either I have to finish what y'all say. People call me Mr. Political News.
Yeah.
And because, I try to tell people, Tom.
Yep, I get
political
it.
Political news runs your life from the time you come into the world until you go out.
It does control a lot. Harold, I need to move along. I'm sorry, but thank you for your kind words and for remembering Joe Madison. We all miss him.
And thank you for being you. My brother, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank my parents for that. Thank you, my Harold. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, it was interesting that you brought up Hunter Biden and his involvement with Burisma, and then you were talking about Boeing. Months ago, back when the right-wingers were complaining about what does Hunter Biden know about oil, and then Nikki Haley entered into the race, and I was wondering, why doesn't anybody say, well, what does she know about airplanes, being that she was on the board of Boeing since 2019?
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Good question. Yeah, these board positions are typically, usually on a board you have some people who just basically do the work, and then you know, you have a few people who are there for prestige or political payoff.
Right, and I get that.
Yeah, it is. Right. It is corrupt. Excellent point, Mike. Thank you for calling and making it. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. In case you missed it, there was a great program on John Oliver a couple of weeks ago about Boeing itself.
My son was telling me about that. He sent me the link. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah, and they actually talked about it in The Guardian on March 4th. Mm-hmm. But what happened was Boeing was originally a very strong company, and Mr. Boeing was into quality, and everything had to be made at the same plant. Right. And
then it got taken over by the bean counters.
Well, it got taken over by McDonnell Douglas.
Mm.
And the cover of The Economist, when that happened, showed two camels having sex, and the one on top was a McDonnell Douglas. They immediately start outsourcing stuff as soon as they took over, right, and doing $20 billion stock buybacks.
Yep.
And
to enrich the executives.
Right, and they actually took out 93% of the cash flow for dividends and buybacks.
Yeah.
And
how you kill companies. Bill, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but you're absolutely right. That is how you kill companies. And, private equity in this country has just become a curse. They own millions of homes. They own half of the newspapers in this country. And their whole goal is just to squeeze things to death. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest.
With everything lacrosse is talking about.
You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome Jesse March and comedian Roger Rittenhouse. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A purported billionaire with money trouble? 1 week before he has to put up almost $500 million to appeal New York State's business fraud judgment against him, Donald Trump's lawyer